Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, can you meet your match on Match.com? Now, Match.com is one of the, if not the most famous and popular online dating platforms. There is a lot of advertising for Match.com and it's a good platform to use. And when those two kind of things combine, you get something that becomes quite famous and quite popular in the consciousness of people. So let's talk about Match.com, how it works, what type of people you're likely to find, and if it's effective. So Match.com is predominantly a search site, the kind of standard type of online dating platform. You go on there and you search using different parameters to find people that you wish to speak with. It's quite simplistic in a lot of ways. It's the type of online dating platform which you would imagine. It's not got anything kind of particularly magical about it, so to speak. It's kind of like the bog standard type of platform, but it does it very well. You know, you make a profile, it's nothing too heavy, it's not too little, it's kind of an average sized profile with an average sized amount of kind of additional questions that you can answer to fill it out. You add your photos, it doesn't take too long before they're all uploaded and able to be seen. Then you go searching and you'll find a relative amount of people to speak with not too far from where you live. It doesn't matter if you live in a city or a town. Okay, if you're in a village, then maybe there's not going to be too many people within 5 minutes of you or so, but you know, they're not too far away. There is a lot of people on Match.com. I would describe it in a lot of ways as kind of a plenty of fish type website, but it has maybe a plus and a minus. It has less people than Plenty of Fish, and the main reason for that is because there is a subscription fee. Now, it's not too expensive. It's probably one of the cheaper platforms really to join and to get involved with. And of course, having a membership fee is going to reduce the amount of people that you can speak with. Now, a few people would actually find that in a kind of opposite way of thinking as a benefit, because you have less competition. And that is true, you know, there's less competition. If you send somebody a message, in particular if you're a man and you send a woman a message, you've got more chance of getting a reply than say Puff, because women on Puff, they can get hundreds of messages every single day. So it's a little bit more even, I imagine. I don't know the official figures, but there seems to be a fair few women on there, and I'm sure there's a lot of men on there as well. And you're likely to get a reply if you have a good profile and you send out kind of appropriate nice messages to break the ice and to get to know people. You should have no problem finding conversation. Another reason why it differs from Puff, and there's probably less excuse for this, is it does have less features. You know, I've said on another podcast, but Plenty of Fish has possibly the most features out of any online dating site. And you know, Match.com doesn't match up to the amount of options on Puff. You know, it, as I said, it's kind of your standard thing. You search for people, you send messages. Yeah, you can do boosts and things to make your profile more visible for a certain period of time, and that's great. But there's no particular bells and whistles to it. It's kind of a, dare I say, an almost kind of plain and standard type of online dating platform. But that's not to say anything against it. It's a very good online dating platform. It works very well. There doesn't seem to be many bugs or many problems with it. And you're very likely to have good conversations and build something with people that you meet. You know, there's people looking for all types of connections on there. As with all online dating platforms, I always say that you can find people looking for basically every type of relationship, short-term or long-term. It doesn't really matter how that something is kind of propositioned. You will find people from all sides of the argument kind of looking for a connection. I definitely think that different people connect with different people in different ways. You might go onto a platform thinking you're looking for one type of relationship, and then you connect with somebody and that particular type wouldn't match necessarily, excuse the pun. So you kind of end up going down a route of a different type of relationship. Maybe the distance is a little bit too far. Maybe there's a slight age gap and you're at different points of your life, or you're doing different things and you just feel that maybe a long-term relationship that was really kind of serious and intense wouldn't quite work, but you still want to embark on a different type of connection. You know, you'll find that unmatch, of course, and predominantly you will find people looking for long-term serious relationships. As with the vast majority of online dating platforms, that is how they are angled, and the vast majority of people will go on there looking for that. So if that's what you want, then that's great. If you don't though, you know, don't be discouraged. You could easily find people on there who are looking for something a little bit less intense as well. Now, with it being a subscription service, you do have that kind of pressurized situation when you kind of get to the end of your subscription, where you know, you can often speak to people who want to rush things along because they know that their subscription ends maybe in a day or so, and therefore they maybe want to exchange details quicker or maybe even arrange a meet. That's something you find with any type of subscription service. You will always kind of bump into people who are coming towards that, towards the end of their subscription, and hence they want to rush things along a little bit. And it's up to you to take sensible precautions if and when you want to exchange details, such as your telephone number, or if you want to meet without even having a telephone call chat. I would never personally kind of suggest that. I always think speaking on the phone is a step you should take, and a video call, to be honest, as well, so you can really confirm in your mind you're talking to who you think you're talking to. And personally, I think that if you go through those stages, then you're more likely to find a kind of a more long-lasting connection when you meet, because you've connected on all these other levels previously. So if you do speak to somebody who's coming to the end of their time and they want to rush things along, just use your common sense and your gut feeling, whether you want to exchange numbers or whether you want to arrange a meet before you even leave the website, use your common sense. I don't personally suggest doing that, but if you do, make sure you meet in a public place and let people know that you're going to be going to meet someone as well. I would say the Match, one of the biggest benefits of Match, with it being a platform that you have to pay for, there's no kind of freebie side of it. Yes, you can sign up and you can build your own profile, but you can't do anything else. So you'll be informed that somebody sent you a message, but you won't have any clue who it is. So there's no real benefit to going on it unless you're going to plan on paying to be a member. Now, with that being a platform that you have to pay, you do tend to find that people are a little bit more serious. They are more willing to kind of be more open-minded to a connection in the way that they want to get to know you. I found that you can have some very good conversations on Match. It's a very kind of conversationist type platform, which is really good. People have spent their money and they want to get their money's worth. They want to get to know people, they want to learn about you, and it makes it a more kind of genuine place. Now, you can always get bad apples on all online dating platforms. You know, you always need to be slightly on guard, but Match definitely seems to have more genuine people than some of the three sites and apps you can go on. There are a lot less catfishes, because again, why would anybody want to pay money just to be a catfish? Now, they do exist. Unfortunately, catfishes can be found on all online dating apps and sites, but there's definitely less when you have to pay, and Match benefits from that. So Match, you know, it definitely gets points ahead of Poff and against, you know, places like Tinder or Bumble, etc. Because it's not for free, you are less likely to speak to somebody who's disingenuous, to somebody who is a catfish, but always be on your guard. I would say that in general, if you're going to go down the route of trying an online dating website, that Match is one that you want to try. I would say that it's definitely one of the most popular. It's definitely got a lot of history behind it. It's one that can be trusted as much as many, you know, as much as any of the others can be trusted. Match can definitely be trusted up there right with the very top sites. So I would say give it a go if you're interested. Some people like to kind of marry it up and use Poff and Match at the same time. That can be a good idea, although sometimes you'll actually find people on both platforms because they're thinking just as I've suggested. So you will find a bit of an overlap, but it can always be good to double up from using a paid site and a free site at the same time, because of course you're just widening the net to see who you can find. But kind of to summarise really, I would say that Match.com is a little bit of a no-frills website. There's nothing spectacular that I can tell you about that really keeps it apart from anything else, other than the fact it's a strong, sturdy, reliable platform. It's as trustworthy as you can find. It does exactly what it says on the tin. It's just kind of a basic site that does things very well. You know, you probably won't be shocked as to what type of things it can offer you, but you'll be happy to see that there's no doubt many people's in your area, people in your area, and a lot of people not too far away that you can engage with, and if you're getting on, you can easily meet and see how your connection develops. So in closing, I would say that Match.com is definitely one of the best online dating platforms, and you can find almost anything you want. You know, what type of people can you meet on Match.com? Well, you can meet any type of person, really. It's not too expensive to put people off. You will find people who are younger, who are middle-aged, who are older, a whole range of ages, possibly skewed more towards 30 plus, but I don't know. There's plenty of people below 30 as well, it seems. You get people from all walks of life, whether they're working class, middle class, upper class. Everybody tends to use Match. So I honestly think that you can meet your match on Match.com.